All right, I'd like to welcome everybody back. This is the 8th shiur in Mesilat Yesharim from Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzado. Today we're going to be dealing with the midah of chassidut, of piety. Now, just a quick review of the Ramchal system in a overview form. The first three levels that the Ramchal, first three midot, the first three traits that the Ramchal explains that we need to acquire, meaning zehirut, zrizut, and nikiut, being careful and watchful over our deeds, being zaris, being zealous about what we need to accomplish, and being naki, meaning not lying to ourselves, being honest to ourselves about what we're doing, if it is in fact right or wrong. That first level is the level of tzaddik. Everyone can be a tzaddik. Everyone is in a mode where he can go ahead and accomplish in this three aspects. I mean, everybody can be Zahir, everybody can be Zaris, everybody can be Naki. The next three character traits that a person needs to acquire according to the Ramchal, those three traits, Prishut, Tahara, and Chassidut, these are on the level of being chassid, pious. That means to say going beyond the letter of the law. Where being a tzaddik means doing everything exactly right, being the chassid means doing more than what's required of you. That's the level that's being described here in this particular triad of character traits. The next three, which will begin on the next shiur, those three are about being a person who is kodesh, who is holy. We'll get to that when we get to that. So let's deal with what we are right now. We've already described Prishut. We've already described the idea of separating from all that which will bring you to sin. And we explained that Prishut doesn't mean separating on a first level. A first level is part of Zehirut, meaning just being careful not to do it. Prishut was going one step beyond, not even entering into a deed that would bring you into doing something wrong. And then we talked about the idea of Torah. There, the idea of purifying one's mind, meaning not even allowing oneself to think along the lines of the sin, in order that it should, or in other words, even one step beyond it, not even to think about those things that will bring you to thoughts of sin. This level, chassidut, this is the positive aspect. This is the moving forward in terms of being a chassid, of being pious. So, the Ramchal first introduces us to chassidut by telling us what chassidut is not. It is not about self-mortification. It is not about causing oneself pain and doing various strange acts to oneself. Midat ha-chassidut sriha hi be'emet livur gadol. The Ramchal tells us that the aspect, the trait of being a chassid, of being pious, is something which requires, in truth, a tremendous explanation. Ki minhagim rabim, drachim rabim, ovrim ben rabim ibnei adam b'shem chassidut. Because there has already occurred throughout the world a misunderstanding of what the idea of piety is, to the point where people call something pious that is completely and totally outside of the realm of piety. Now this comes from the fact that people have not delved properly into the matter of piety. It's something which requires tremendous amikut, tremendous depth in terms of learning. And they have not gone ahead and done this. As a result of that, what happens? They've turned around and they've come to believe that being chassid is what? Taluy rak ba'amiret bakashot rabot. It's only about saying lots and lots of prayers. Uviduyim gedolim, and all kinds of admittance of sin. Ubichiyot, and crying. Vihishtahavayot gedolot, and various different forms of bowing. Vesigufim azarim, and all different strange forms of self-afflictions. Sheyamit b'hem adam et atzmo, that through that a person is killing himself. Ketvilat hakerach v'ashelig, like jumping into ice and snow. Now, here's the thing. What people do not understand is there's still a need for certain intense forms of acts. But these are things that are only needed at time for the Baal Tshuva. But when it comes to the regular service of Hashem, says this doesn't belong. And this is the reason why Hasidut, the idea of being pious, only exists in the realm of those who are learned. A person first has to pass being a tzaddik, being pure in terms of all of his deeds, and then he looks at seeing what he can do that's beyond the letter of the law. As we said, the Ramchal explains that some of these things are necessary for the Baal Tshuva. Uksatim ro'im leparushim, and sometimes this is necessary as part of prishut, as part of separation from sin. Hine lo al ele nosada chasidut klal. But chasidut, the general trait, meaning this character that we need to make part of ourselves on a regular basis, this is not part of that. But there are times where the better of these various self-mortifications, as you might want to call them, can be borrowed as part of going forward in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach mitziyut ha-chasidut atzmo u'davar amok me'od la'avino anechon. But the real chasidut, which you really haven't yet pinned, it is very deep and requires a lot of understanding. V'hu miyusad al yisodot chokhma rabba v'tikun ha-maaseh v'tachlit. It is built upon knowledge and it is built upon proper deeds. Asher ra'oy l'kol chacham lev lirdof acharav. That every single person who is of a knowing heart should be running after. Because really it requires wisdom, and only the wise therefore should be running after this. And that's why you have an explanation, that's why you have a statement that says in Pirkei Avot, velo ama aretz chasid, the ama aretz, the unlearned, says he's not a chasid. Tzaddik, he can be righteous, but chasid, chasid is not pious, he's not. Not for him. So now we're going to explain in an orderly fashion what in fact then is chasidut. So the key to piety is doing for Hashem. This is of course being a tzaddik, is doing for Hashem. And do beyond the exact request. And that's the chasid. That's the step that goes beyond. For example, your father, he asks you, "No, my son, please. I ask you, please bring me a cup of coffee." Now the son can go ahead and kind of mosey on in and take his time and do what's necessary to go ahead and bring himself, "Oh, I gotta do this." And he goes and he brings the coffee. "Now, he did everything right. We're gonna call him a tzaddik. He did what he's supposed to be doing." Chasid? No. That's not a chasid. The chasid, he goes ahead with zeal. He moves forward. And he doesn't just bring his father a cup of coffee. He brings him a nice cup of espresso. In other words, he bought him more than what he asked for. Now, he knows that this is what his father wants. So it's not that he bought him something that this is what the father would not want, that it is improper to bring the father. Everything is proper and correct. But what he went ahead and he did is he went beyond the request to bring the best of the best, and he made the extra effort and he prepared his father a nice cup of espresso, a cappuccino, whatever else what have you. Hine shoresh ha-chasidut hu ma she'amru zal, ashrei adam she'amalo b'torah ve'oseinah ha-ruach li'yotzro. The foundation of piety, that's what the Chachamim say, Happy is the man that serves with Torah and brings a sense of pleasure to his Creator. And that's the key. The key is that you, give you a call, if this is really possible in a sense, are looking to bring pleasure to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're looking to not only do his will, you're looking to make him happy. Va'inyan hu ki hine ha-mitzvot ha-mutalot al kol Yisrael kfar yiduotan. All the mitzvot, they're known. V'chuvotan yidua ad heichan hi magad. And we know until what point we need to be doing. Omnam, mi shohevet abor yibarach shemo, the one who loves God, ahava amitit, with the true love, lo yishtadel v'yichaven liftor atzmo b'ma shekvar mufursam min ha-chova. He's not satisfied with doing what is required. It's not enough for him to just accomplish. No. For him, the one that truly loves God, he wants him to be satisfied with him. He wants him to be happy with that which he went and he did. He wants a Kadosh Baruch Hu to smile. Kivyachol. Yikra lo kmo shikre el ben ohev aviv she'ilu yigale aviv et da'ato galoy me'at shu chafet b'dvar midvarim. It's like a son, that even if the father goes ahead and he makes a hint, a small hint, that he'd be interested in having something, kvar yarbe haben v'dvar ha'hu v'ma'asehu kol ma'ashuchal. He's going to do everything he can to accomplish what his father wants. Even though his father didn't tell him outright, I want you to do this, he just kind of hinted to him. Listen. It's enough that the father knows the direction of his father's mind. To do even that which he didn't say clearly. Because he knows it's going to make his father happy. And he's not going to wait. He's not going to wait until he tells him clearly. Or that he tells him a second time. Now understand, what we're describing here, ava amitit, true love. True love is about caring that the other person is happy. It's about caring for the other person and for that person's feelings and putting yourself aside in the process. So what do I mean by that? Look, men and women have a different way of communicating. It's a reality. And really, this Muslim I'm about to give is so much more so for the man. Listen, I give you an example. I come into my house, I see my wife. Now I know exactly what's on her mind. Okay, being a male, it doesn't mean to say that I necessarily always let her know that I do know what is on her mind. Well, it's not a good thing. I'm admitting a problem. And the fact of the matter is this: I see maybe she's a little upset with me. Maybe I didn't take care of things the way I should have. What happens? She doesn't say outright, she hints. See, true love would mean, and this is really is a musr to myself and to everyone, that when you see she's like that, don't lie, admit there's a problem, come forward and speak and talk, work it out. If you see that she's hinting to something, you'd see that she'd like you to spend a little more time with the children. To do something a little more oomph in terms of the household. True love would dictate that you don't wait for somebody to tell you to do it. You take the hint and you move with it. Now, it works the other way, of course. I mean, no question with men. But for the most part, this is the way communication is. A woman sort of hints. A man is kind of outright and straight. Now, at the other hand, though, I have to admit that there are plenty of times where I really don't know what's flying. I'm sure I'm not the only person in the world that sometimes comes across that problem. Therefore, true love would also dictate then that sometimes you let the other person know exactly what it is that you want. Let them know clearly what the problem is. Communicate. Make it work. The key is, in all things though, is as soon as you know there's even the slightest hint of something, move with it. Go with it. In other words, look to make them happy. והדבר הזה אנחנו רואים אותו בעינינו. שיוולה בכל עת ובכל שעה בין כל אוהב ורע. Between every love and every friend, we see this. We see this exists. בין איש לאשתו, between a man and his wife. בין אב ובנו, between a father and his son. כללו של דבר, the general rule is, כל מי שאהבה ביניהם, עזב אמת, שלא יאמר, לא נצטוויתי יותר, די לי במה שנצטוויתי בפירוש. Meaning, when in any love situation, you don't try and get by. You don't try and just do what you have to do. אלו ממה שנצטווה ידון על דעת המצווה וישתדל לעשות לו מה שיוכל לדון שיהיה לו לנחת. But rather, you try and judge what's going to make the other person happy, and you run with that. You know, I have a question. It's called the magic question. Something you can ask yourself, and it lets you know whether or not you've moved into this field, whether or not you've moved in to the aspect of piety. Now, obviously, now we're talking about b'shleimut and wholeness and completeness, meaning that, yeah, obviously, we're not talking about whether or not a person is completed, he's a tzaddik, and now he's talking about being hasid. We're talking about whether or not he's moved into working to acquire the aspect of the chasid of the pious man. It's a simple question. Ask yourself, do you want to be a tzaddik? Do you want to be righteous? Now, this really doesn't apply to the previous. You have no choice. You need to be righteous. Meaning, being Zahir, being Zariz, being Nakiyot, there's no choice. You have to get by. You have to do what's necessary. And that, in fact, is what the Ramchal was referring to when he said before, about just that all the mitzvot, everything that a person needs to do, that's known, that's straight out, that's what he's talking about. Meaning, that what you need to do to get by, what you need to do in order to accomplish, to fulfill God's will, that we know. So what we're talking about here, do you want to be a tzaddik? Do you want to go the whole nine yards? Do you want to be holy? It's a good question. It's a difficult question. The answer, without question, of course, should be yes. And I think anybody can sit back and say, hey, yes. It's not something to get depressed over either, if a person isn't ready to say yes. But it should be an indication of the fact that a person needs to work more on his zehirut and zrizut nikiut. I mean, he needs to make sure that he's centering, and he is working strongly with his traits of being careful about not doing sin, about being motivated and motivating himself to do mitzvot, and about being naki, about being clear and without lying to himself about what is and is not proper. It means he's got to focus on that. Once a person has got a strong focus on those three traits, the next question becomes somewhat clear, becomes somewhat easy to answer. I say somewhat because it's still a difficult question. Do you want to be a tzaddik? And that's what we're talking about. Think about it. This is the one who created you. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is God. He put you into this world. He gave you life. He continues to allow you to be animated in this world. He provides for you. If you've been zochah so far to have a wife, He provided you with a wife or a husband. Children, if your soul merits such a tremendous, miraculous thing, wow. What thanks do we need to give to Hashem all the time for all these things? Is it enough for me just to say, no, I'm doing what God wants? Is that enough? Is that a thanks? Thank you to Hashem is about dedication. That is about being a chassid. It's about being pious. It's about wanting to go ahead and give a Kadosh Baruch Hu pleasure in your existence that He gave to you. Hello? Can you hear me now? Alright. V'hine kamikra ze yikre l'mi sh'oev et boro gam ken ahava ne'emenet. Ki gam hu misug ahavim. So loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a form of love. ותהיינה לו המצוות אשר ציוויים גלוי ומפורסם לגלוי דת לבד, ואז לא יאמר די לי במה שאמרו בפירוש. It's enough with panim. I'll do just what's obligated to me. Yeah, that's enough. No, אלא דרבה יאמר, כיוון שכבר מצאתי, ראיתי שחפצו יתברך שמו נוטה לזה. Since you already saw the mitzvot, you saw the direction they're going, you saw what the Kodesh Baruch was asking from you. He says, it's not enough. I need to go in that direction too. I have to go ahead and I have to widen all the angles of the mitzvah. I have to look and see clearly everything that's before me and where it's going. To know clearly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, I gotta be omek, I gotta delve into each mitzvah, I have to learn, not just the Kitcher Shulchan Aruch, I have to learn the Shulchan Aruch, I have to learn the Gemara, I have to learn the Meforshim, I have to know clearly what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for me. And what? Do it. V'zeo nikra oseh nahat ruach liyotzro. He runs after what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So what do you find? Nimsa klalo hasidut, the general principle of piety. Harchavat kiyum kol hamitzvot dechol atzedadim vatanaim shoroi v'sheefshar. It's doing everything correct, and it's doing everything in all its details. מנחה רואה שהחסידות במין הפרישות אלא שהפרישות בלבן וחסידות בעשים. So what we see here is that חסידות is paired with פרישות. חסידות is about the positive mitzvot, it's about going beyond the letter of the law for the positive, and פרישות is about restricting oneself beyond the letter of the law in terms of the negative. So now we're going to explain the various parts of Chassidut. So there are three divisions, three main divisions in terms of what Chassidut is and piety is. Harishon v'maase, the first one is in terms of deed. Hasheni be'ofen asiyah, the second is in the manner of deed. And the third, hashlishi be'kavana, is in the intent. Hachelek harishon hu b'maase sheben adam l'makom. This, in other words, we can divide also maase itself into two divisions. Hachab b'maase sheben adam l'makom, what is between man and God. And the second division, b'maase sheben adam l'chavero, what is between man and his friend. Achelek harishon shabarishon hu b'maase sheben adam l'makom. Now talking about that aspect of chassidut, which is indeed which is between man and God. Ve'inyano, what does this matter? Kiyum kol ha-mitzvot bechol ha-diktukim shebehem ad makom sheyad ha-adam magia. To do everything that's possible in every single mitzvah in its most complete and total form. That is the aspect of chassidut, about being pious indeed between God and man. Achelek ha-sheni shebarishon hu b'maase sheben adam l'chavero. So the second aspect of deed in terms of piety, this is between man and his friend. It's about always working for win-win. V'inyano godel hatava she'adam lo'olam metiv l'briyot v'lo mira lehem. It's about being good to everyone and not being evil to them. V'zeh baguf b'mamon u'b'nefesh. And this is also divided into three. Baguf that is what? That a person goes ahead and physically he looks to help people. You see somebody's walking around, he's got his burden on his shoulders, you ask him, listen, can I help you? You're being pious. What can I do to help you with your burden? You see an old lady, she's walking around with her shopping cart, you ask her, listen, would you like me? I can help you to push. I can help you get around a little bit. Doing something beyond what's necessary for somebody else. But mamon, it's about turning around and it's about helping him. About helping him in a direct fashion in terms of providing for him help financially when it's necessary and when you can do it. And also, it's about preventing any pitfalls in terms of somebody else's money. Not only that, it's about making sure that your friend's money is more important to you than your own. If a person is given responsibility with somebody else's things, it has to be his primary focus with that money, not to abuse it in any possible fashion. Banefesh, שישתדל לעשות לחברו כל קורת רוח שיש בידו. So when it comes to the soul, when it comes to the emotions, and in this regard is what he's referring to with soul, it's to go ahead and be pleasant with everyone. I mean, you're not being a chassid
just by saying, oh, no, thank you, thank you, hello, yes, no, by being abrupt in it.
No. Being chassid, being pious, is about being patient with the people around you. It's about taking the time out for them. Ben b'inyanei hakavod, ben b'chol shar inyanim, whether it be in matters of kavod, of honor, whether it be in other matters. Kol mashu yodei ashim yaseu lechaveru hu mekabel nachat ruach menu. If you know anything that you do is going to give pleasure to your friend, positive kosher pleasure, and you're in the position to be able to do it, then do it. That's what it's about. That's what's being pious when it comes to the aspect of nefesh, that's in the aspect of maase, that's in the aspect of chassidut. Mitzvah d'chassidut hu la'asoto kol shechen shelo yitztarenu b'shum minei tzar. And of course, all the more so, not to cause him trouble, not to cause for your friend any kind of tzar. For example, anybody knows me, I hate surprises. What can I tell you? The worst thing a person can do is say, I've got a present for you. And then what? And then what? Dance it around and hide it someplace.
No, as a tsar. No.
Meaning that a person has to think in terms of his friend, not to cause him trouble. Even with simple things like telling his friend, I'd like to have a meeting with you, and then disappearing for a couple hours. No. If you're going to tell your friend you're going to have a meeting with him, at least tell him what it's about. At least put him at ease. Don't put him on pins and needles. Uchlal kol zeh hu gemilat chasidim. And included with this is the whole general principle about doing good deeds, about just helping and being good to other people, random acts of kindness. And regarding this, the Chachamim have expressed their extreme, tremendous praise to this, meaning going around and doing good to everyone, and about its obligation that we have. And included in this, Bechalze, Redifa da Shalom, is running after peace, running after wholeness between people. Shehu atava haklalit ben kol adam lechavero. Because peace between people, that is the whole general principle of ben adam lechavero, of between people. Now, it's not just that this is one small aspect, this idea of gemilut chasadim, of loving kindnesses. It's not just that this is one thing in the matter of chasadim. This is an underpinning. It is fundamental to being able to be a chasid, that a person be able and be in fact doing constant acts of kindness. It is not just a matter of something a person needs to work into his schedule. It's something that a person to train himself to be focused on doing at all times. V'hine gemilut chasidim hu ikar gadol lechasid. Ki chasidut atzmo nigzar mechesed. Understand that piety itself, in fact, even the very word itself, chasid, pious, comes from the word chesed, kindness. Va'amruzal al shlosh devarim olam omed. On three things the world stand, the Chachamim tell us in Pirkei Avot. Ve'echad mehem, one of those, gemilut chasidim, that is acts of loving kindness. V'chen menuhu azal im advarim sho'ochel perotem olam hazeh. And this is one of the things that the Chachamim have told us, that if we are osik in this, that we will enjoy its fruits in this world. And the major reward for this, that will be in the world to come. Va'amru od drash Rav Simlai, Torah dechila gemilut chasadim. Torah, the very beginning of all Torah is gemilut chasadim, is the doing of kindness. V'sofa gemilut chasadim, and doing. The end of all doing, the end of Torah, is also gemilut chasidim. Va'amru od, drash rava kol mi sheyesh bo shlosh midot halu, biyadua shehu mizor shel Avraham Avinu. So Rava, he made a drush. He said a homiletical explanation. And he said like this, anyone who has these three traits, he knows that he's from the children of Avraham Avinu. Rahman, a kind person. Uvaishan, and he's a person who's embarrassed. Vagomel hasadim, and he does acts of kindness. You know this is a child of Avraham Avinu. Va'amru Amar Rabbi Elazar gedola gemilut chasadim yoter min hatzdakah. We also have a very clear understanding that Rabbi Eliezer tells us that gemilut chasadim, doing loving acts of kindness to everybody and anybody, is even greater than giving charity. Because when we're talking about charity, it's with money. Gemilut chasadim is with your entire existence, your entire body. Tzedakah la'aniim, charity is only for the poor. Gemilut chasadim la'aniim, oh, Velashirim. It's for everybody, even the rich. Tzedakah l'chaim. Charity is for life. Ugmil chasadim ben l'chaim ben l'mitim. Even for someone who is dead, a person can do good deeds. For example, the idea of the Chevra Kedisha. The holy group of people that takes care of one's loved one when they passed away, who prepares the body for burial, who does all those things just simply to be able to fulfill a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will and to help this person enter into the next world. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. A person should always make that something that's on his mind, that a Jewish burial is something of paramount importance. A lot of us have relatives who may not fully understand that principle. It's worthwhile to find out who the local Rav is in the Chevra Kedisha in your area. See if he has some materials. See if he can get you some information that you might be able to pass on to these loved ones. To be able to convince them that passing on, that they need to pass on as a Jew. Everyone knows how important everyone considers marrying a Jew. Think about this ultimate moment of death, how important it is to die as a Jew. There's a lot in this matter, and this is really not the time to go into it, but I urge those out there to go ahead and take the time, like I said, find your local Chevra Kedisha, speak to the Rabbanim, get materials, give this to your relatives. Don't allow your relatives to go ahead and take their existence, their fiyam, or to go ahead and take this body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put so much effort into, and descend it into flames and cremation. Jewish burial is one of the least expensive forms of burial. The best, in terms of Gemilu Chassidim, we can talk of for the Meitim that every one of us can do, if you're not part of the Chevra Kedisha itself, is at the very least to go out and to do Gemilu Chassidim for all those Meitim that you come across, for any dead that you happen to come and be part of the situation, to try and convince them that you have a proper Jewish burial. Va'amru od v'natan lecha rachamim v'rachamecha kol rachem abriyot marachamim alav v'neshamayim. If you yourself are a Rahman, if you are compassionate, then there'll be compassion from heaven. Being compassionate brings compassion. Kadosh Baruch Hu moded midah k'neged midah. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu works measure for measure. Mi shemanachem v'oseh chesed im riut. Who goes ahead? That which God took His time, His desire and will and want in their being. No. When you show rahamim to that, Mamela, Kadosh Baruch Hu will show rahamim to you. Kol shechen, a person shows rahamim to another Jew, compassion to another Jew. No. We're all sons of God. I know that if somebody is going to be nice to my son, I'm going to be nice to him. No. V'im chalulo avonotav bechesed, and with kindness, God forgives. That's an important part of us as Jews understanding that we need to be forgiving. As I mentioned in the Gemara show yesterday, now being in the time, being in the week where Tisha B'Av falls, now is a time for forgiveness more than any of each and every person, wherever they are, that they may have at any moment had said Lashon Hara against you, that you forgive them, that you turn around and you let it go. And God forbid, heaven prevent, that your person should turn around and should take offense by someone having said something and then allowing himself to act in kind and to go after and run after saying Lashon Hara themselves. And if we have that kind of compassion upon each other to forgive ourselves from one to the other. If we forgive God's children for having sin, and the very sin that caused the destruction of the temple, with that, God willing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have compassion upon us and forgive our sins. No, and God willing, see the Mashiach, the Amen of Yemenu. Now, even being kind to animals. If we're talking about constructing and focusing a person's character around Gemilut Chasidim, about acts of kindness, he needs to be doing that in all aspects of life. Even the way he acts in terms of animals. Even animals, he shouldn't be causing trouble. L'rahem v'lahus alehem, be kind to them. The Chen Omer, Mishlei actually says like this, he says, Yodea tzadik nefesh b'hem to, that a tzadik, a righteous person, he knows the condition of his animal, he knows his emotional state. Besides the fact that some people hold that the idea of Tzar Bali Chaim is actually the right, is actually from the Torah. So, all the more so, that we need to be careful even in regards to this. Now, the Hachelik Hasheni min HaChasidut hu b'ofen asiya. So, up until now we were talking about the deeds themselves. Now we're going to talk about the manner by which a person goes to do those deeds. This is the second aspect of being a Hasid. This also has within it two aspects. Hayira ve'ahava, awe and love. Shnei amodei avoda emitit shezulatam lo yitkikon klal. Two pillars of service that without them there's nothing. Bichlal hayira yesh achna melefanav yiparach. The first, in terms of awe, is humbling oneself before God, is recognizing His infiniteness, recognizing how He fills the world and surrounds the world. That right here and now where you stand, God is there and watching. Haboshet bikrov el avodato. Embarrassment of being before something so great and serving. God doesn't need our service. We need to serve Him. V'hakavod anaseh el mitzvotav el shemo yibarach vel torato. And the honor that is done for His commandments, His name and His Torah. Ubichlal ahava. Now, in terms of ahava, in terms of love, hasimcha, hadveikut, vakina, is the idea of happiness, of cleaving to God, and about jealousy for God. So now, the Rosh Hashanah is going to explain these in a little bit more detail. So, fear of heavens, having awe, you have to know what that is. Hina ika yira hi yira taromut. This is awe of the heavens. Shesrich adam lachshov ve'odo mitpalel o'osei mitzvah ki lifnei melech ma'achei ha'melechim u'mitpalel. He is standing and praying before God, King of Kings, Master of the Universe. Whatever he stands to do, he does before the Infinite One. There are three things a person needs to think about in order to be able to achieve
that he realizes,
that he feels, that he internalizes, that he is standing before God.
Even though he doesn't see him, he has to know he's there. The second, Shrich Shit Bonen Al Roma Muto Yibarach Asher Muromem and Iskav Al Kobrachotina. He has to turn inward and introspect into the greatness of God, His infiniteness, His direct and complete control of every aspect of the universe. For Od, Shrich Shit Bonen Al Shiflut Adam ופחיתותו לפי חומריותו וגזותו כל שכן לפי החטאים שחטא מאודו. No, he also has to recognize the smallness of man, his physicalness. No, and all the more so, God forbid, his sins that he went against the word of the king.
Barur milu she'en dai ba'asot ha'mitzvah levad. We see here clearly it's not enough just to do the mitzvot. Al shizik lechavda ulahadra. You have to honor it. You have to make it great. You're before God. Don't think, no, all these things that you do to make the mitzvah nicer, that's just for man. God doesn't think about this. It's true, God doesn't need silver, God doesn't need gold, God doesn't need any sort of beauty. He is in fact true, he is above these things. But don't think this way. Don't think it's enough just that the mitzvah is done correctly. No. One of the character traits that we attribute to God is the God of honor. We have to show him honor. He doesn't need our honor. He doesn't need us to give him honor. In fact, he gave us the gift. He allowed us to honor him. He allowed us to show him honor. Mi shomet beze b'makom shaya yochol laharbot eino elachote. And a person who turns around and he limits giving honor to God where he couldn't. This is not proper. Certainly not in the realm of Chassidut. A person has the opportunity, comes to Sukkot, have an etrog. So you don't walk into your local Judaica shop and say, I'd like to have an etrog set. And you don't say, give me the cheapest one you happen to have available that's kosher. No, that's not honoring. That's not honoring God. That's not showing God how much you appreciate His Torah, His mitzvot. No, you say, a Kadosh Baruch Hu God. Listen. I'll do anything and everything I can for you beyond the letter of the law. I can afford this much, I can afford more, so you put a little more into it and you get the better set. You are capable of it, the best of the best of sets. The idea is that a person looks to make the mitzvah as nice as possible. Doesn't use a tinfoil Hanukkah. You know, you don't get a cheap throwaway Hanukkah menorah. You buy a nice silver menorah if you can afford it. Or at the very least, something that is kavodik, that is honorable. You light with oil if you can. You honor a Kadosh Baruch Hu by doing honorable acts and showing how chaviv, how precious these things are to you. Included in this also is giving kavod to Shabbat and the holidays. Come Shabbat, you prepare the nicest meals. You eat on your fine china. The finest china that you have. You don't say, no, the fine, fine china. The Lennox. That's for the special visitor. No, the special visitor is the Shabbat Queen. Do everything you can to honor the mitzvot, to honor God through your performance of the mitzvot in the most beautiful fashion you possibly can. I'm not talking just in terms of physical and monetary things either. A person goes to say a bracha. Does he mumble it or does he say it clearly? Does he enunciate every word? Does he say it with a sweet, melodious tune? ועל דבר זה נאמר לעולם ידם ארום בהירה לדעת ולהתפונן דבר מתוך דבר לחדש המצאות לעשות נחת רוח יסוד בכל הדרכים שאפשר לראות. A person should be subtle in the sphere of God. He must have knowledge, be able to deduce one thing from another and create situations through which to honor his creator. He's got to make the situations happen. It's not just talking about sitting down and waiting for when an opportunity comes up that he can do something nice. You have a father, you want to honor him. You don't think about when can I honor him. Think about how in every opportunity that you can. You recognize his greatness on us. אשר על כן כל מה שיתייחץ לו יהיה נגבד עלינו כבוד גדול. So that everything attributed to him will be greatly honored by us. No. Think about the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he let us serve him. As great as God is, he let us serve him. No. Unbelievable. Restraint can also be a form of positive action. Shlo levad achana la Shabbat hu miklal kavod elafilu ahedar mishemekochu yivchen yoter mitziyot kavod gamu miklal mitzvah v'chen asur lekvo asuda be'er Shabbat mei kavod Shabbat. So even sometimes holding back, for example, Shabbat is coming, you don't sit down and have a three-course meal at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so that by the time that you sit down for your suda at 6-7 o'clock at night, that you have no appetite at all. So even holding back sometimes is a form of kavod, is an honorable thing. Ubichlal hayiraod kavod haTorah v'lomdeah. Also, in this aspect of awe, of having awe for the Creator, there's also the aspect of having honor for the Torah and those that learn it. Anybody who honors the Torah, he is honored by those people around. But being pious, being a chassid, means to go ahead and to top on top of all of this as much as possible. That a person should make sure that what? That he's clean physically. He's tahor, he's pure spiritually. And all those things which are necessary to learn Torah. Don't ever hold back. But if you're going to learn, if you're going to cleave to God, do everything you can to be in the best state possible to do this. Now we're going to turn to the idea of love. There are three aspects to love. Hasimcha, advekut, vakina. This is the idea of happiness. This is the idea of cleaving to God. This is the idea of jealousy for God. והנה עניין אהבה הוא שיהיה אדם חושך ומתאווה ממש אל קרבתו יפרח. The idea of love is to truly desire and want truly to be close to God. ורודף אחר קדושתו, and to run after his holiness. כאשר ירדוף איש אחר דבר הנחמד ממנו חמדה עזה, as one who runs after something which he desires. At Shielo has karat Shemoy Brach with Diboritu, Obeya Segadir Torah with Kutogi Brach. It has to be that this love is not something that's centered on something else. It has to be that the love of a father for a son, he's not your father, he's not your creator. You have to build inside of yourself that tremendous love, a natural born love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So regarding these three aspects of love, as we had mentioned, so there are three, as we said, Dveikut, Simcha, and Kina. Dveikut she'elibo shel adam itabek kokach bishmo yiporach. It's that a person should go ahead and attach himself to God's name. Achikvar yasur milafanot lashkiach el shum dvar zulato. It's as if there's nothing other than God. That a person sees his whole life as nothing but his opportunity to cleave unto his Creator, to do his Creator's will. The second thing is the idea of simcha, of happiness. Vu'ikar gadol be'avodah. This is a tremendous foundation in terms of serving. Ki zot hi'a simcha amiti. This is true happiness. She'elibo shel adam alez al rushuhu zocheh la'avod lifnei adon yibarach she'en kamo. That he is zocha, to be happy, to know that you have opportunity to serve God, that you have merited such a tremendous opportunity in your life to go ahead and be happy in such a thing. Oh, is there anything more tremendous? But asof b'torato, to be able to learn his Torah, or mitzvotav, to do his mitzvot, shehem ha-shleimut ha-imiti, they are the true completion v'yakar ha-nitzchi, the most precious eternal of all things, the fulfillment of God's will. Knowing you have that opportunity, you can't be happier than that. And the idea of kina, the idea of jealousy for the sake of God, she'adam mekaneh l'shem kodesho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be jealous for God, sonet masanav, he hates those that hate him, u'mishtadel lachniyam, and he looks to show them, to humble them before God. This doesn't necessarily mean with a sword in the sense of Pinchas. It also means with the Surah Torah. It also means by bringing to the people and showing them the beauty of the Torah, showing them its greatness. Why? Because you can't bear that somebody else shouldn't know the greatness of God, shouldn't be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a complete fashion, that your Creator should have to bear someone not doing something in the best of ways because you love him and you want the best for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, you want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have enough from every single one of us. Now this is all imase. And the aspect of kavanah, and the aspect of intention, ahakavanah amitit amitzuya b'chasid shel asher tarchu v'istadlu l'asig hu she'adam oved rak l'man asher kvodo shel adon baruch hu yigdal v'yirbe. So the idea of intention is that a person serves a Kadosh Baruch Hu and he makes all his efforts in order so that the honor of God should be greatened, should be spread in the world. That's his intention for serving God. He's not thinking about what he's going to receive. He's not thinking about anything. He's thinking about the fact that God's honor should be in the eyes of all. How is that? When the Jewish people serve with all their might, they demonstrate its beauty. They demonstrate to the world through us being who we are. וזה יאחר שהתקבר באהבה אליו יפרח ויהיה חומד ומתהווה להגדלת כבודו ומצטער על כל שמעט ממנו. That means to say that he strengthens himself with his love for God and he desires after making greater his honor and he's troubled by all that which would bring pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, meaning anything that wouldn't bring about the best of service from everyone in the world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. מן היחסיד הזה מלבד עבודה שהוא עובד במעשה ומצוות על הכוונה הזאת. Now this chassid, not only in terms of his service that he's doing indeed, that he has applied this kavanah for the greatering of God's honor. He has to also constantly be with the thought of the tremendous tsar, of the tremendous trouble, the tremendous pain that exists. The Kodesh Baruch Hu had to bring about the destruction of the temple. For our benefit it was done. What pain. What tremendous pain. That the glory of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as seen in the temple, a center to the entire universe and entire world, miracles on display, taken from us. Taken from the world. The Shechina, the presence of God, which follows the Jewish people, now in Galut, now in exile. These thoughts are something that must also be on the mind of the Hasid, must be on the mind of the pious. Now, Omnam Odika Shnei Yesh Bekavanat HaChassidut. There's another thing in terms of the thought process that needs to be going through the mind of the Hasid. And that is what? Vahu Tovat Hador. This is talking about the good for the entire generation. Shinaroi Lechol Chassid Yitkaven V'Ma'asav L'Tovat Doro Kulo. He has to be thinking about good for the entire generation. To bring merit to them and to protect them. That when you go to do what you need to do in terms of mitzvot, every Jew is connected. The whole world depends on the service of God. Therefore, a person needs to understand that he is unique and that no one else can do his service. The tikkun that he needs to do, only he can do, and no one else can. And if he doesn't do it, personal responsibilities upon each and every one of us, a responsibility of everything, of the whole universe. Being pious means going beyond just thinking about oneself, but thinking about the whole generation, about everyone around. With that, we'll go ahead and we'll conclude today's shiur. There's quite a bit more to speak about, and the idea of being chassid, of being pious. Halavai, we all are tzaddikim. Halavai, we are all righteous. It should only be that we all are able to attain the heights of righteousness. God willing, each and every one of us in our lifetime comes to the point where we can answer the question, do I want to be a tzaddik? Do I want to be righteous? And say, yes, turn around and follow now and move in the footsteps of being a chassid, of being pious, of doing anything and everything to bring a nahad ruach, to bring hana, to bring benefit to the Creator, meaning to make Him happy about our deeds and our actions, and to prevent ourselves from doing anything that would hold back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happiness from the Jewish people. And God willing, we should all do have an inspiration of tshuva shlema, of returning to God in complete and wholeness, and we should find ourselves with Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehra b'yameinu. Amen.